ABC reporter Nick Harmson has spent the past few weeks working from the ABC Bureau in Washington. He's done it before and has seemed to settle in without too much drama, but this time he found himself confronting one of his darkest fears.
What's your worst workplace fear? Your boss? Your colleagues? Deadlines? For those of us in the news business, that one gets ingrained early. You've only got to miss one deadline to know why you should fear your boss. But by far the biggest anxiety-inducing affliction I've noticed infecting my colleagues is FOMO. That's right, the fear of missing out. Don't laugh, it's a recognised condition, usually associated with millennials addicted to social media. I have to confess to being a self-diagnosed sufferer, and in the fortnight I've been here in the United States, my symptoms have taken a definite turn for the worse. That time difference between here and Australia is such a blessing, and yet such a curse. The emails, Twitter and Facebook feeds move so much slower during the day when all your Australian friends and colleagues are in bed. But at night, when you're alone in your Airbnb, why wouldn't you want to stay up just to make sure you're not missing out on anything happening back home? How boring, I hear you say. What a sad man, I hear you cry. Well, yep, fair call. But you see, every correspondent in a foreign country is waiting for that phone call, the one that comes in the middle of the night when you're deeply asleep. Big news has broken somewhere in your patch, and the bosses back home in Australia, the ones who pay you, are counting on you to get up and cover it. It's a paranoia born in part out of excitement. This is a great job, the best you can get. You wouldn't want to miss the story. But last week, for one stressful evening, I had to endure that risk of missing out. My accommodation, lovely though it is, has no television. I know, my Airbnb host must be the only resident of Washington DC who isn't afflicted with FOMO. My phone, with US SIM card inserted, refuses to connect to the network. Thank God for 21st century technology, I say. At least there's Wi-Fi. I'll email my colleagues and tell them I haven't taken a sudden leave of absence or fallen into the Potomac on a nighttime wander through Georgetown. I wouldn't want them to miss me when that big story breaks. Except the Wi-Fi isn't working either. This is crazy. I'm a news junkie pacing around a one-bedroom apartment in the heart of a global capital, fretting because I can't find my connectivity fix. I have another problem, a not insignificant problem considering my employer has just spent a considerable sum flying me across the world. Not only might I miss the call for the story, but I have no way of actually knowing whether that story exists. I throw my hands in the air and decide to go to bed. At least with no Facebook, Twitter or email to check, I might actually get some sleep. In fact, I think I'm feeling better already. This is Nick Harmson in Washington for Correspondence Report.